I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. Schools in Connecticut and across the nation are reporting a consistent rise in the number of students with mental health issues, also an increase in the complexity and severity of problems. WNPR brings you two stories focusing attention on one particularly troubling condition, self-injury. In part two, a story of recovery. But first, the State Department of Health has just released 2013 data on health risk behaviors in Connecticut's high school age youth. And it shows that nearly 17% of students did something to purposely hurt themselves in the year the data was collected. In part one, we take a look at one hard-hit school district trying to cope with a substantial rise in the number of students who are cutting themselves. And this note, some listeners may find this report disturbing. Ann Perzan says a few years ago there were so few students in the Middletown School District at significant risk for self-injury
that I would know them by name and know their families. I no longer have that personal connection to those families because it's increased exponentially, even since last year.
Perzan is the director of pupil services and special education in Middletown, which has been dealing with a startling number of high school students who are cutting themselves. In the past year, 31 high school students were hospitalized for mental health reasons, including cutting, says school superintendent Patricia Charles.
I found it just so alarming that kids were hurting themselves in such a way, and it's not just cutting. Sometimes it's burning, self-mutilation of different types, but cutting is one area that is particularly on the rise.
11 social workers and psychologists serve Middletown's 4,800 students. There are about 1,250 students at the high school. But Charles wanted all school staff to be able to detect the signs of self-injury, things like unexplained cuts, burns, scars, frequent bandages, or students with unusual paraphernalia like razor blades.
When you have a student who's wearing clothes perhaps that are not appropriate for the season because they're too long and it's in the middle of summer, or signs of depression or anxiety, we need our teachers to be able to know those warning signs.
I wore a long sleeve shirt so people wouldn't see my marks.
Connecticut author David Fitzpatrick has written a book about his recovery from mental illness and self-injury. He began cutting himself when he was in his early 20s.
It was about releasing the tension, and you get a high from it, too. The endorphin rush you might get feels like a good thing, feels like a drug that you want to revisit, but it's just it's empty roads. It's empty roads, and it'll lead you into brick walls of real loneliness and anguish.
Middletown received a safe school grant that provided training for all staff. And an urgent request was made for additional funds from the local Board of Education to set up an alternative therapeutic model learning program inside the high school. The cost to address students' mental health needs in Middletown is significant, more than $5 million. And a good portion of this money is now providing services for students who are not in special education. Many of the students who are cutting themselves are regular education students. Ed McCune is secretary of the Middletown Board of Ed.
We were digging into monies that were dedicated to other areas. This was robbing from Peter to pay Paul. And in the end, I'm not quite sure it's even enough to deal with this kind of issue, especially on an ongoing basis.
Not all students who cut suffer from severe mental illness. The Cornell Research Program on Self-Injury and Recovery finds that about a quarter of those who self-injure do it only once in their lives. 6 to 8% report chronic self-injury. The intent is usually not suicidal. Cutting is used as a way to relieve overwhelming stress. Middletown High School's new alternative learning track provides students suffering from extreme stress a smaller, more protected learning environment. Educational programs are individualized. The high school has partnered with local clinics and hospitals, so behavior therapists are on hand to help kids transitioning from inpatient stays back into mainstream classes. And Special Ed Director Ann Perzan says educators are there to support kids throughout the day.
So let's say we have a student that does very well early in the morning. They come in, they attend their English class, they attend their foreign language class, and the stress or whatever begins to build up and they can't continue. They can go to this classroom that's got a teacher in it. They can go online with a particular virtual learning and finish their coursework that way.
Research has identified a phenomenon known as social contagion, where a behavior like self-injury spreads among members of a group or within a school.
This is a crisis. It's an emergency. It sprang up and it almost came out of nowhere, it seems.
Ed McCune says the Middletown Board of Education is doing its best, but the expense affects other everyday educational needs.
And it seems to me there ought to be a place that we can turn to in a case like this to look for funding, look for emergency status, and get help when we need help.
McCune says as U.S. schools are required to provide more and more services for students, the state and federal government need to step up. Because when monies are channeled into these critical but expensive types of programs for students, it affects a school district's primary mission to support teaching and learning. Diane Orson, WNPR News.